Many non-traditional students gathered at Dunbar High School Saturday to honor UK's Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. Founded as the Donovan Scholars Program in 1964, it has provided those age 50 and over with classes, speakers, and other ways to continue their education well past retirement. Donovan Forum Chair Barbara Welsh says the program has a lot to offer.
You know, when we were in school, and I'm sure it's the same still now, you don't get a whole lot of choice of what you study. You know, you have to meet certain criteria. But this way, we can pick whatever we're interested in. And the range is absolutely phenomenal.
Some OLLI students like to expand upon a subject they're familiar with, such as theater, music, or engineering. Others, such as retired science professor Jesse Siskin, pursue something completely different. After attending a conference on ancient Greece, he took OLLI courses on classics, literature, and writing, and even dabbled in photography.
The book that I began is about to come out. It's called Cavernous Choices. It's set in the 17th century BC on the Greek islands of Crete and Santorini. And it really, really pretty much all developed from those Donovan courses that I took.
His work and those of other OLLI students were displayed prominently in the Dunbar Gymnasium. Whether it was art, scholarship, or performance, this work demonstrated that no matter the age, there's always curiosity and a fervent desire to learn. For WUKY News, I'm Chase Cavanaugh.